Hello and welcome to the Community Cactus. I'm so happy you're here with me today. So I was chatting with a girlfriend of mine and we were talking about work stuff and just all the normal frustrations that, you know, you feel when you have a full-time job. So it got me thinking to some of the worst jobs I've ever had, or not even jobs, even some really bad interviews. And I got to thinking about it because sometimes when you're frustrated with your, you know, career job, you have to remind yourself that it could be worse so that you don't quit. I don't know, has anybody else been there? I feel like we've all had those moments where you're like, I'm just so done. But then you remember you've done some other things that are definitely a lot worse than this. So it keeps you going. At least that's what I do. So we're going back in time to when I was a teenager. And I feel like I may have mentioned it in one of my previous podcasts. Actually, I did. It was in my Halloween podcast where I talked about working at a movie theater. What's interesting is I didn't work at just one movie theater. I can't remember why I left the one. Maybe it shut down or something. And then I went to another one. Well, let me tell you. So I got this job at a movie theater. And the gentleman who was, I think the general manager of this theater was really old school. And I got hired not to do concession, which is what I had done previously. So that's, I think, what I believe I thought I was getting hired for. No. They hired me for the box office, which you would think, no big deal. People come, they buy tickets, they go to the movies, they pay, like, no big deal, right? Now, we gotta go back to when this period of time was. So this was a time when it wasn't common to have cell phones. You know, cell phones existed, don't get me wrong, but they were really expensive. So the cell phones that we did have, if you had one, I mean, it wasn't like a smartphone of today. So we just didn't use it in the same way. It didn't have functions and features on it. And there's a reason why I'm telling you this. So he has me set up to work box office. And I'm thinking, okay, fine. That's no big deal. I can figure this out. One of my not so strong suits was math. I mean, it just never was something I was great at least not in my head. So I get into the booth and I'm, you know, like, okay, well, how does this all work? And getting training, you know, on the computer and everything else. And he says to me, we do everything manually. And I was like, what do you mean manually? And he goes, when people come to pay, you have to do all the math in your head. And I was like, I thought he was kidding. I think I actually laughed and I was like, okay, good one. So where's, you know, like the inputs on this register? Because usually, even if you had like an old school register, and some people may not remember this, but like even the old school registers, you would put in how much they gave you, you know, versus how much it cost. Like if you put in 2 times whatever the ticket cost was, and then you put in the amount, it would tell you the difference. And that's the change you would give back. And this is like going back to when they had that little green screen, like even those would freaking tell you what the change was, you know, to give back to the person. It was very rare that, at least in my experience, that was the only time that somebody told me I had to do it manually in my head. To me, that's not a good business practice, number one, because do you really want to be losing money because somebody has errors? And like, that just doesn't make sense to me. You can see where this is going. He wasn't kidding. There was no way to calculate. There was no calculator, no handheld calculator. There was no calculator on the computer thing that they had. I can't even remember if it was just like a register or a computer. But basically, when somebody gave you cash for their ticket, I had to figure out how much change to give them back. Let me just tell you something. Even with a piece of paper and doing the math, I wasn't quick. I wasn't good at math. So like it took me time. I wasn't one of those people, my husband's like this, that could just like, oh, well, it's this. Like, duh. I wasn't that person. I fucking hate math, okay? I'm sitting in this little booth, and it's like this just tiny little room all by myself with no way to calculate how to give change back. I think I lasted maybe like one movie, like in the sense of like there was a movie starting at a certain time or whatever, a bunch of them starting at a certain time. I managed to get through that. It was so horrific. He probably came down and yelled at me, I don't know, two or three times because I was too slow. And I just kept saying, I need a calculator. If I have a calculator, things will go so much faster. Like, this is the only thing that I would need to make this job go smoother. And he was like, you should be able to do it in your head. So I quit on the spot. I just walked out. I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. No. This is not happening. So first day on the job, just in fucking tears because, yeah, I couldn't do the math, which wasn't like in the job description, must be able to do math in head. Like, no, I just, no. So that was like one of my first really bad job experiences where I literally just walked out of the job. But I mean, I was like 16, so it is what it is. Now this one, oh my goodness. When you guys hear this, you're probably not even going to believe me that this happened. So I believe I had just graduated business school and I just needed a job. I needed a job to just get me through, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do yet. Let's put it that way. I didn't know what I wanted to do yet. I just needed a job to pay the bills. I did have my own apartment. So it wasn't like, you know, I could afford not to work, you know. I pretty much applied for anything and everything because I was just a little desperate to get some full-time employment. I believe I had just been working part-time up to that point. And oh yeah, I was working part-time at Holiday Inn. It was a great job. I actually really loved that job. But I needed more than like 9 or 10 hours a week now that I was done school. So I got an interview at a trucking company. And you're probably already thinking, okay, this is not... not going to be going anywhere good. It's a trucking company. But like when you need to work, you just applied everything, you know, like you just put everything out there. So I think I was under the impression it was like an office administration type of a role and no big deal. You know, I went to business school. I could do this. So I had the interview. It's with a lady. So we sit down in their meeting room and, you know, she starts asking me the standard questions about, you know, what I can bring to the table, what my skill sets, like all the general stuff. It's going great. I don't think much of it. And then she asks me the most peculiar thing I have to this day ever been asked in an interview. And with a straight face. Okay, are you ready for it? Typical interview questions are starting going fine, and then we get to this question. How do you feel about the word cunt? Yep, let that sink in. That's exactly how she asked it. How do you feel about the word cunt? I can probably guarantee that most people have not been asked that question in an interview. And I can honestly say I have never, ever again been asked that question in an interview. And I am still shocked that I actually went through an interview process where I was actually asked about the word, see you next Tuesday, cunt. Yep, legitimate question. And I think my face pretty much said it all because I don't recall even answering that question because I was so fucking shocked. I was so fucking shocked. I just looked at her and I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she's like, how do you feel about the word cunt? I mean, I've got to ask you that because this is a trucking company and you are going to hear things here that are inappropriate. And I was just like, isn't there like some like rule against this, like in my head. I mean, I didn't say that, but I was just thinking like, are you even allowed to say that in an interview? Is this okay? Is this happening? Am I being punked right now? Because this feels like a being punked kind of moment. You know? Needless to say, I didn't take that job. I kind of felt like if one of the requirements for the job was being referred to as a cunt, I probably wasn't going to fit in so well. So, yeah, cunt. Oh. I feel like we all have jobs that we just shake our head, but like honestly, I feel like that one's fairly unique. All right, so this one sucked. This one was one of those moments where you're just like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? So I finally get an interview for a job in my career in the field that I had been working towards for a really long time. And to give context why this was such a big deal is it was a recession. It was a really difficult time to get jobs. So I was so thrilled. I had been interviewed at this firm, and the place was stunning. To give you context, I walked in and I felt like it's one of those moments. Let me backtrack. It's one of those moments where I totally judged the book by the cover because it was the type of office that you see on TV or, in a magazine. Like it was just beautiful. I walked into this space and it was just designed to the nines. Even just the sample room. I'm a designer. So just the sample room alone looked like it was straight out of a magazine. She had beautiful hand scraped wood floors throughout. She had this huge layout table. Everything, like fabric samples, were hung. All of the, laminates had their own like little trays. Like it was just something out of this world. It was really, really beautiful. There was another designer there. The furniture, or not the furniture, the layout of the office was very open concept, and everybody had their own, beautiful desk. And I mean, it was just this huge, beautiful space, and there was only two of them there. So I was like the third one joining the team. And I thought, wow, like they must be doing really well because this was like in Toronto and they had this huge space in a really good area. So, you just think off the top of your head, you're like, rent here isn't cheap. So if you're affording this place and it's renovated like this, you're doing well. So you're looking at the company and thinking, okay, they're a successful company. And I'm being hired as an interior designer. So I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. I can't believe it. I'm winning like the design lottery is what I'm thinking because it seems like a really good place on paper. So I go through the interview and, typical interview and very excited. She seems awesome. Like she just seems like the coolest lady. I was just like, I can't believe this is happening. So I get the call back for the job. I get hired and I'm just like, wow, oh my God, I got my first design job. It's in the heart of a recession. This is freaking amazing. Like it was so hard to get that job. And there is a whole backstory to that, but I'm not going to talk about that today. I'm just talking about I get the job. And I had been really wanting to get a design job. So this was awesome. So I start my first day, and first days are always weird because you're just like the new person. You're like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, does anybody else ever feel like that? The first day of a new job where you're just sitting there going, I don't know what the heck to do, but I'm gonna sit here and smile and just try not to be in the way, but also try to be like, I'm here, give me some work. So I'm sitting and she goes, oh, you know what? It would be great if you could just like clean up the sample room. Did I already mention it was like spotlessly clean when I like interviewed and it was spotlessly clean on the first day I started? So I didn't really know what to clean up, but I just, started moving things around and just kind of make work, I guess. And I was like, well, she doesn't know what to do with me. It's the first day. No big deal. So I'm just hanging around the office and like cleaning up. She then asked me to, oh, do you mind if you just like maybe just vacuum the carpet and like just wipe down the floors? And I was thinking, okay, sure, no problem. I'm like super eager. It's the first day. What do I care? Get through the first day, come back the next day, much of the same. And I'm thinking, if you hired me, isn't there like something you want me to jump onto or something you want to teach me or have me shadow? you don't expect to necessarily have a bunch of work to do right away, but I kind of figured there's something I'm going to be shadowing her on or starting to learn. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. The first week goes by, and the only tasks that I have managed to do in the office is cleaning. I've washed the floors, I've vacuumed the carpets, I've cleaned the washrooms. Oh, yes, I cleaned the washrooms. Mind you, there's only a couple people in there, so it wasn't too bad, and they're all women, so it wasn't a big deal, but still, I'm like, literally wasn't on the computer, wasn't shadowing, wasn't even part of design conversations. I was just there. And I was like, okay, this is super bizarre. So the first week goes by, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is strange. I don't know why she hired me. I'm not doing anything. I'm just cleaning. If you wanted a cleaning lady, I think it's cheaper than I am, or maybe not, actually, now that I think about it. So I'm thinking to myself, this is bizarre. So I roll into week two, and I feel like her husband was gone the first week, and I didn't realize that he actually worked in the office as well. Oh, God. So now we've got husband and wife team, the other designer, and myself. There's no like nice way to put it, so I'll just put it straight. The husband was a fucking douche. I don't like if they are still married to this day, I would be shocked. The dynamic totally changed. So he shows up the following week. And I'm like the newbie. And I'm pretty sure he thought I was the cleaning lady because I don't know. And I don't even think he was like in design. I don't even know what his job was actually, other than to argue with his wife at work. So now the dynamic has shifted. I'm still being assigned to washing floors. The husband is fighting with the wife in the office constantly. And then would just leave. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay, this is the most bizarre situation. I have been hired to do cleaning. And I did, start asking, like, would you like me to do some design drawings or do something on CAD? Or is there something I can help you with? Do you want me to pull some samples together? And the answer always was, oh, actually, if you could just clean this up over here, that'd be great. I was like, oh my God. So 3 weeks in, I'm just thinking to myself, this is a disaster. I don't know what to do. I was pretty upset about the situation, I'm not gonna lie, because I thought, here I've landed this great design job, and I'm 3 weeks in, and I am just a cleaning lady. I mean, there is no other way to spin that. I was a cleaning lady. So her and the other designer go to a job site. So this is the third week. So they're going to a client's house. They are, I think, styling it for like this final reveal. I kind of like what you saw on TV, except I don't even understand. But I think she was more of a decorator, but I don't even know because I never did any design work. So they leave probably around lunchtime and they're going to a client's house. They're going to get it all staged and styled. Okay, so I'm manning the office. My task was to wash the floors, and that was about it. So I clean the office, doesn't take very long, and then I'm just in the office. So I play on the computer because I'm like, whatever. And I decide to, do some CAD drawings just for fun because I was like, well, I might as well play with the tools that I've got here. So I was doing like some floor layouts and just, I was just dicking around because I was by myself. Thank God the husband wasn't there. Oh my God, thank God. So I'm in the office. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And I've finished cleaning like probably 30 minutes after they left and playing on the computer. And the computer's getting a little boring now because I'm like, okay, I've been like sitting on this computer for a couple hours. I look at the time and it's like 5 o'clock. And I'm thinking, okay, they've got to be back soon. Well, 5 o'clock rolls around, 6 o'clock rolls around, and I'm going, okay, I was supposed to leave at 5 o'clock and they're not back yet. Now, I don't have an office key. So if you're thinking, why didn't you just leave? Well, I couldn't lock up the office. I couldn't just leave. Like in my head, I'm not that person, I feel like maybe today, or maybe when I was younger, maybe I would have been. But this was my first design job. Even though I hadn't done any design, I just wasn't willing to just give up on it yet. I just was like, no, this is not happening and I can't leave. Luckily, my mother worked really close by to where I was working. So I called her and caught her before she was leaving and said, could you bring me some food? Like, I don't have any dinner. I can't leave. And they're not here yet. And it's almost 6 o'clock. So she was just like, what is going on? So my mom comes by. We have dinner together in the office because, I mean, I'm by myself. So my mom's like, well, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm just going to have to wait because, like, I can't lock up. And you're probably thinking, well, why didn't you call her? I did. I tried many times, many, many, many times after that 6 o'clock mark to call her and be like, where are you? I was almost at the point where I was like, I'm just going to fucking leave because they've obviously, like, forgotten about me. And I need to go home. Like, I had a bit of a commute, so I needed to go home and I had to go back. Like, I had to be in the office in the morning. I believe it was around 9 o'clock. I know you're probably thinking, I can't even fucking believe you sat there until 9 o'clock. I did. I sat there till 9 o'clock and I was just about ready to be like, that's it. I'm leaving. It is what it is. I'm just going to have to deal with this and I'm just going to have to leave. Like, I have to go home. She calls me. Oh, you're still there? Oh, so sorry. We got held up at the job site. We're going to be back soon. I'm so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. In my head, I'm thinking, like, you bitch, you could have come by like around 5 o'clock and let me go home locked up and gone back to your client's place. You know, like, there were so many things. Or you could have called me and been like, it's going to be a late night. Whatever. Is this okay? I don't know. There's just, she should have contacted me at some point and been like, I'm so sorry. Here's the situation. Do you mind staying? Do you want me to run back or send my assistant back? Because she had a design assistant to, like, lock up the office, like, whatever it was. But no, it was like total afterthought. We're like, I've been working with this woman now for 3 weeks. It's not like I don't exist. It's not like it's my first day and she's just like, oh shit, I forgot we have somebody there. No, no. 3 weeks have gone by and I'm like just sitting in the office. So they get back, get this, at 10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock at night. So I've been there since 8 o'clock in the morning. It is now 10 o'clock at night. And they finally roll in from their design client meeting. And I don't know, she starts talking about whatever, but I just like left. I was like, fuck this, I'm out of here. So I left, I went home, I cried, I think the entire drive home. Because I was like, oh my God, this is such a joke. And I think if she had brought me to the job, it wouldn't have been a big deal because I would have seen it, even if I had to kind of sit back, like I would have been a part of it. It would have been such a cool experience, see what they're doing, how they're styling and taking photos and all that kind of stuff. Like, it would have been very different had I been a part of the actual decorating or design that they were doing, but I wasn't. So I didn't know what to do. So I finished the first 3 weeks as a glorified cleaning lady, having now been forgotten in the office for hours on end and trying to decide what the hell am I going to do. So the fourth week starts and the husband's back from wherever because I feel like he hadn't been there for much of that week. It was weird. I still don't understand what his job was. So he's back. The fighting's continuing. I'm still just doing cleaning. And I just was like, you know what? Peace out. I'm done. Like I just was like, I'm not meant to be a designer was kind of where I was at. I'm not going to lie because it took me so long to get that job. And then the job was such a deflating experience that I was like, I'm fucking done. So I quit. I just freaking quit. And then I was like, shit, I need a fucking job. Back to that again. So yes, I worked there for one whole month cleaning floors every single day. And you know what? There is nothing wrong with cleaning floors and doing tidying up and all that kind of stuff. Like, I worked at Holiday Inn. I worked in the pool. I cleaned the pool every day, but that was the job I was hired to do. So, you know, cleaning floors wasn't a big deal. It was just that I had expected to be doing design work. So it's funny because I think a lot of times it's about perspective. And like, I feel like that experience just really, you know, if I had been just hired as like an office assistant or an office helper, I really wouldn't have thought twice about the type of task that I was doing, which was the cleaning and just tidying up stuff. But I was hired to do design work. So it was because the expectation was there to be doing a design role that everything felt really deflating. It's funny. I have had so many jobs in my lifetime. And even though now I've been at my current job for a decade, when I was younger, I bounced around. I had so many jobs. I would just have a job. And then if I didn't like it, I'd just quit and get another job. And I was that girl. I mean, it was fine. I probably had a different job every couple months. And I learned a lot. And then I had a few stable jobs. Like I did work at Holiday Inn for like 5 years, which was great. Got me through college the first time I went to college. I've had like really, really good jobs and I've had really, really terrible jobs. And I think what I've learned through all of the jobs is that there's always something you get out of it. You know, even if it's terrible, like there's something you learn out of it. I remember working in a retail store and I learned that I wasn't really great with like sales and customer service, like that kind of stuff wasn't for me. But I would have never learned that had I not taken that job. And I was really, really fucking crappy at it. But I have a pretty outgoing personality. So I thought, oh, this would be easy. This would be great. It wasn't great. But that's a part of the experience. And even these really shitty jobs, like going through an interview and having somebody use the word cunt, I don't know exactly what I learned out of that. But I'm sure that I learned something. And the funny thing is, I don't actually have a problem with that word that much. I don't say it on a regular basis. Maybe not. Well, this episode I have. But it's not like I don't really care about it one way or another. I'm not like one of those person that goes, oh, I'm so offended. Nothing like that. But it was a strange moment. And maybe that was just to have a great story. To have a great story about the interview where I got asked about the word cunt, because I don't actually know what I learned from that. But I know what I learned. I don't want to work at a trucking company. That's what I learned from that, I guess. Nothing wrong with it, but it wasn't for me. Yeah, so I think that's the one thing in life, is that every experience you have helps build you to who you are today. And I definitely think that I've had some really terrible jobs and I've had some really great jobs, and I definitely feel like they've made me stronger. And in the industry that I'm in now, you definitely have to have a thick skin. And I feel like if I hadn't had a lot of those experiences, I definitely wouldn't have the backbone and the, you know, thick skin that I do for the job now. And one of the things I get told very often by people is, I don't know how you do what you do and how you put up with the people that you put up with. And I find it interesting because I don't really find that at all. Like I don't think anything of it. I mean, I have moments, don't get me wrong. People can be assholes, but that's like life. But it's interesting because I definitely sit there and go, this doesn't seem like that big of a deal to me, number one, sometimes when people say that to me. And I know that it doesn't seem like that big of a deal to me because I've experienced so much worse. And I don't know if that's like good or bad, but I feel like it makes me stronger because I can put things into perspective. And I feel like I can look at things and be like, yeah, but I could be doing this, or I could be doing that, or I could work for a company that is fine with the word cunt. I mean, there's just so many things that I feel like all of those little experiences, some big, some small, has really helped make me just better prepared for whatever life throws my way. And I feel like that's all experiences in life, isn't it? Like, life has a way of teaching you all the lessons you need to learn. And it's just a matter of, are you actually taking it in and absorbing it and like reflecting on it and going, you know, there's something here that I need to take from this moment. And I think that's really what this is all about, is that there are so many moments in our life that really we can choose to have them define us, or we can choose to have them, you know, impact us in some way. But it's really how we choose to perceive it and how we choose to move forward with it that how we take those experiences and develop from it, you know, and grow from it and just become the version of ourselves that we are meant to be. Life is a journey that's always continuing and changing, and there's always going to be ups and downs, and our careers are such a big part of our lives. So I felt like sharing some of my personal stories about the crazy jobs that I've had. And like I said, those are just a few. There are a lot. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this little storytelling episode today. And if you have any crazy jobs, share them on my Instagram, The Community Cactus. I would love to hear about your wild stories from interesting jobs that you've had. Until next time, this is The Community Cactus.